Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling something that's been keeping marketing managers and small business owners up at night: reach decline. You know, you could create the best content in the world, but if nobody sees it, does it even matter?
Exactly. And that's where content amplification comes in. Think of it this way. Content amplification is strategically promoting your content across multiple channels to expand reach beyond just organic methods. It's become absolutely essential in today's crowded online environment.
So we're not just talking about hitting post and hoping for the best anymore?
Right, definitely not. The stats are pretty sobering. Organic reach on Facebook has dropped to as low as 1.1% to 2.2% of followers. Instagram's sitting around 3.5% to 4%, and engagement on platforms continues declining across the board. Without proper amplification, even high-quality content risks getting lost.
Wow, those numbers are brutal. What's driving this decline?
Content overload is a huge factor. We're seeing approximately 7.5 million blog posts published daily, 500 hours of video uploaded to YouTube every minute. Google alone processes over 13 billion searches daily, and most users never scroll past the first page of results. The competition for attention is insane.
And now we've got this whole AI-first search environment to deal with too, right? How does that change things?
That's the new frontier. AI platforms like Google's Search Generative Experience are generating instant AI-powered responses directly in search results. This can significantly reduce organic click-through rates. Your content needs to be everywhere, in traditional search, in AI responses across social platforms, to stay visible.
So, content amplification helps you cut through all that noise. What are the other benefits?
Three big ones. It maximizes ROI on content investments, helps you reach new audience segments, and boosts conversion rates. When you think about it, creating quality content takes hours or even weeks. If it only reaches 2% of your audience organically, you're leaving massive value on the table.
I see, that makes sense.
I learned this the hard way, actually. A few years back, I spent weeks crafting this beautiful white paper for a client, only to watch it get maybe a dozen downloads. We finally amplified it across multiple channels, and suddenly we had thousands of downloads in a month.
Ouch, that's a tough lesson. But it proves the point. Amplification is what turns content from invisible to unavoidable. Have you thought about how much time you're wasting if your content isn't being seen?
Exactly right. And here's the thing. Amplification isn't just about spreading content wider. It's really about making sure your best work actually connects with the people who need it most.
That point about connecting with the right people sets up our next piece, the practical implementation for small businesses. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Ampifier. Their Ampcast platform automatically generates 8 content formats from a single topic: news articles, blogs, videos, podcasts, infographics, slideshows, and social posts, then distributes them to over 300 sites, including high-traffic social media sites and major news networks. Learn how multi-channel distribution can help grow your organic traffic at the link in the description.
Picking up on connecting with the right people, how can small businesses with limited budgets actually make content amplification work for them?
Here's the thing. Small businesses often see bigger relative gains because they typically start with limited organic reach. Even modest amplification efforts can deliver significant percentage increases in visibility and traffic.
So, what does that look like in practice?
Multi-channel content distribution is key. Instead of creating one blog post for your website, you repurpose that content into multiple formats, turn it into a video, create an infographic, develop social posts, maybe even a podcast episode. Then distribute each format to the platforms where your audience actually spends time.
I actually had a client who tried this manually once. Took them forever to create all those different formats and post everywhere.
That's the challenge, definitely. Manual multi-channel distribution is incredibly time-consuming. The businesses seeing success are either using automation platforms or focusing their efforts on just their highest-value content pieces to stay strategic with smaller budgets.
What kind of results can small businesses realistically expect?
Timeline matters here. Businesses typically see positive results within 2 to 3 months, with substantial growth between months 3 and 12. The key is consistency. Publishing regular campaigns builds momentum over time. Some businesses report 30 to 50 times ROI compared to paid ads over the long term.
Those are compelling numbers. Why do you think more businesses aren't doing this?
I think many just don't realize how much reach has declined, or they're stuck in old content marketing habits. Publish and pray, basically. Others see the work involved in creating multiple formats and distributing everywhere and just feel overwhelmed. It's like trying to be in 10 places at once. Unless you have a clone, you're gonna struggle.
Ha! I'd take a clone for a lot of things, not just marketing. So to everyone listening, where should they start if they want to test content amplification?
Start with answering buyer questions. The vast majority of people research online before buying. Create content that answers the specific questions your customers are asking during that research phase. Then amplify that content across multiple channels to intercept them when they're actually looking for solutions.
That's really practical advice. The research phase is where the magic happens.
Exactly. And remember, each piece of amplified content continues working for you long term. Unlike paid ads that stop generating traffic the moment you stop paying, organic content builds equity value in your business over months and years.
Well, this has been incredibly valuable. Thanks so much for breaking down content amplification and showing how it helps businesses combat reach decline in this AI-first world.
My pleasure. The marketing environment keeps changing, but the businesses that adapt their content strategies are the ones that'll stay competitive.